الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وقال تعالى: لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Allah Most High said in His book, indeed Allah Ta'ala has done such a favor on the believers that they owe Him. Why? Because He raised amongst them such a messenger from amongst themselves that He recites to them Allah's signs, and He purifies them, and He teaches them the kitab and the hikmah. The tafsir of this is the Quran and Sunnah, the interpretation of it. Even though before His coming, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were in manifest error. And the ayat describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the minna of Allah Ta'ala upon us. It's such a gift that we have to be thankful. We have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that gift. And that obligation, the obligation of that minna is something, it's well known, right? What did the Ansar sing when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered Medina? The wajab ash-shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da'a. Yeah, mashallah. Barakallahu feekum, mashallah. The whole thing, if we do, then inshallah, we'll ask Sheikh Akif, because he's the one who sings better than I do. But yeah, it's a wajib. It's imperative on us to show shukr to Allah Ta'ala as long as this caller calls, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the minna of Allah Ta'ala. And this ayah is, again, it's an ayah to be reminded of the minna of Allah Ta'ala on this ummah and on each and every one of us. It's an ayah that makes a person happy. That before Him, we didn't know what is the Qur'an. We didn't know what is the sunnah. The tazkiyah of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't know the difference between pure and filthy. And we didn't know the difference between good and evil. And if you look at the ahwal of all of our people, whatever ethnic background we may come from, before Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put their light on our lives, we would shudder to think, you know, there's a time when the Arabs, you go read the ash'ar, their poetry, that they used to commit zina, and they used to drink, and they used to kill one another, they used to fight brother against brother, cousin against cousin. And Allah Ta'ala ordered, you know, first the Arabs, and then afterward, all the people were touched by the message of La ilaha illallah to this beautiful order. So something we should remember, that we should show thankfulness. And thankfulness is not just in saying thanks. It's also, you know, there's something that, you know, one good turn deserves another. That just how Allah Ta'ala sent you and I this blessing, we also should think about how we can help other people through it as well, inshallah. It's something that we don't just say thanks and then go home, but we think about it. You know, next time you see somebody who's hungry, you feed them. Sometimes you see someone who's confused, you help them straighten their life out. Next time you see someone who's sad, you make them happy. Next time you see someone ill, go visit them, and you know, give them some courage, encouragement. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala did the same for you in a greater sense. So at least something we should do back. And Allah Ta'ala speaks the truth. Inshallah, I wanted to remind everybody again also that this Friday, I'm not going to be here for Riyadh al-Saliheen. But Sheikh Akif is going to be here, and he's going to give a class about the Hadith Jibreel. It's going to be a very important class. I want everybody, inshallah, to attend and to bring people to attend, inshallah. It's going to be a very important class. It's going to be a very ilmi class, and it will really make a lot of things regarding the Sharia and regarding our conception of the deen clear for a lot of people. And I don't say that just in general. There's a lot of people who give questions and things like that. And so from the types of questions I note, it seems like it will be something that will be of great benefit for people. And obviously if someone has learned it from before, inshallah, there's no harm in revisiting it. But especially for those people who haven't been through it before, I want everybody to, inshallah, attend on Friday. The last thing I wanted to say is this brother, Abu Bakr, right here.